right. Last shiur here on Mitzvah Zion. The Gedima Kulas, what exactly this is, and what it was that that happened to that Gedima Kulas practice in terms of our own Seder. I'll note, as I mentioned in the email, that next Tuesday, God willing, I will not be here. I'll be in New York recruiting Abraham for next year. But
you mean the ones that are here now are not going to stay?
The first year ones that we had last year graduate, so to speak. They go on and become Rabbanim and Mechanchim. So, and the ones who are here now, who are new this year, will stay on. So the idea is 2-year cycles and staggered to have continuity. Okay. Roasting the Korban Pesach. So the first question is, what exactly were they doing? I brought on the sheet the pasuk from Parashas Bo. Al tochlu mimenu na, uvashel mevushal v'amayim, kiim sli'esh, roshal al kirav, v'al kirbo. Right, we know about Noah and Basham Levushal B'mayim. We've been having fun with that. The second half is the key for us tonight. Kiyim Tzli'esh, roasted on the fire, Rosho Al Kira'av V'Al Kirbo, its head on its legs, on its innards. The discussion about being Tzli'esh, therefore you should use certain materials for the spit on which you roast it, make sure it's heated by the fire and not by the materials themselves. So take a look. Source base, Mishnah and Gemara in Psachim. Mishnah says, Ketzad Solon es HaPesach, how exactly do you roast the Korban Pesach? Mevin Shfut Shel Rimon, they brought a piece of wood, of pomegranate wood. They talk about it in the Gemara, you don't want a wood that's going to exude its own juices. The Tochvo L'Soch Piv Ad Beis Nikuvaso, and they would actually run it through, from the mouth all the way through the other end. V'nosein es Kira'av es B'nei Me'av L'Socho, and you put its legs, as well as its innards, inside it. It's so it's stuffed with its own, you know, parts. Diver Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's Rabbi Yosef Glili's position. Rabbi Akiva Omer, come in Bishul, who's that? Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? That's like cooking it in juices, because there's going to be juice inside. And that's Bishul. Ela tolin chutzalo, rather you suspend them on the outside. And then he goes on to discuss the spit and everything else. So the Gemara says, V'nosein es kira'av, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Korehu Toch Toch. Rabbi Shmuel called this the Toch Toch style. Okay? Rabbi Tarfon Korehu Gedi Mekulas. Rabbi Tarfon calls it Gedi Mekulas, Mekulas, however you want to pronounce it. We're going to come back to that term in a moment. Tanu Rabbanim, but we now have an additional brisa, because apparently our initial description was not sufficient. Ezehu Gedi Mekulas, the Oser Lecho Balele Pesach Bizman Hazeh. What is the Gedi Mekulas that we are not allowed to eat on Pesach night nowadays? Kol Shatzala'ahu Kulo Ke'echod. If you roast it all at once, all as one. Is that the same definition as what we just saw in the Mishnah? No. What's the difference?
Well, which one, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili?
Anything.
Either way, the kra'av and the kirbo are not separated and either stuffed or put on top, but are...
Right. Roasting it all as one sounds to me like the thing is intact. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it sounds like. And the rest of the line, in this brisa, sounds like it for sure. Nechtach imenu eiver, if an eiver was cut off, nishlak imenu eiver, or an eiver of it was not roasted, but was instead stewed, ein zegedi mekulas. To which the Gemara then says, what do you need that stewing part? Hashti yesh lamar nechtach imenu eiver, daf agav de kamat vili bahadei amrit lo. He says, I don't understand. When you told me that if it's cut off, it's no good, even if it does get roasted, right? Even if you roast it with it, it's no good. So, Nishlak Mibaya, did you need to tell me anything? Did you need to ask about where part of it didn't get roasted, but instead got stewed? So, Amar Sheshes, Shashalko B'mechubar. Sheshes says the novelty is talking about where it was stewed while attached. So, the advantage in the case of the one that was cut off is it was roasted. The advantage in the stewing case is it was stewed attached. And what he's teaching me is, you need both characteristics, roasted and attached, in order for it to be called Kulo B'mechubar altogether. Good. The word mekulas is a funny word. It's not one of those words you come across every day. So I took a look at a couple of places to see what we could do with it. Rashi actually has two different options. He presents it in an interesting way. Source Gimel, Rashi in Psachim Nun Gimel, a source which we'll get to, in the discussion about the minog of what's done and not done at the Seder, he says, mekulasin, tsluyin rosho al kira'av al kirbo, roasted, all the parts, Kitzlias HaPesach, like the Korban Pesach. That's Mekulas. Disayne v'keitz atzol, and as the Brisa says, it's our Brisa. Rabbi Akiva koreu Mekulas. Fine. Levisha tola kra'av chutzalo bitzido, kenose kle zaino bitzido. He says the reason for calling it Mekulas is because you take the legs and hang them on the side of the animal, like a warrior carrying his weapons at his side. That's one. Then he adds, Kova Nechoshas Begolias. When we talk about Goliath's copper helmet, or depending on how you translate Nechoshas, but I'll go with copper for now. So that helmet, Targumo Kulsa de Nechusha, is called Kulsa de Nechusha, so it is a helmet. So Rashi has given us two separate thoughts. Right? Number one, he said, like a warrior with his weapons on the outside. He didn't explain what that had to do with the word Mekulas at all. And then he says, by the way, helmet translates to Kulsa. Then what was he saying with his first part? Right? I'm confused. The Rashi on our sugya in Psachim says, Mekulas Lashon Kova Nechoshes. He comes right in with the helmet. Dimitagaminan Kulsa de Nechosha. Disviralei Tolin the Malabarosho. Because Rabbi Kiva's view is that you are suspending the other parts on top, on the head. Venirim Kekova Nechoshes al Rosh Gibor. It'll look like a helmet on the head of a warrior. Now, I don't bring you that picture just because it happens to illustrate, look, a helmet from the head of a warrior, but because you know what they call that in Rome? Galeas. I mean, we would spell it as G-A-L-E-A-S, right? Galeas, Mekulas. So, to a Jew living in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, living in the time of Rome, like Rabbi Akiva is, trying to describe what you're doing with the animal, taking the parts of it and hanging them around the head, you look at the helmet, the way that it covers the entire head, and it was larger, but then I couldn't fit all the sources on the page, so I apologize, but the picture comes off of Wikipedia's page for the Galea helmet, so you can see it there. I can give you the link for anyone who wants to get a chance to look at it, but I will not be responsible for your use of the internet. Kulsa is essentially a description of this helmet, and that's what you're doing to the animal. You're taking the parts and suspending them around the head of the animal. The Aruch brings both of these explanations, but then he also brings a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which I can't find in Avodah Zarah. I went looking and I couldn't find this. But he describes an intestinal ailment, and it's called colis, kuf vav lamed yud samach. I don't know if that's colon associated or not, but that would make sense because you're taking the intestines and hanging them on the animal. So it's Mekulas. Now it has the intestines on the outside. So, in any case, that's just background on the word Mekulas. Is Gedi Mekulas a requirement? Let's say I am coming in to roast my Korban Pesach, and I take it and I run the spit through it and all that, but I didn't do it the way that they want it done. I didn't do Mekulas. I did make sure it was all Tzli'esh. So, Rashi sounds like it is required. If you take a look at source Hay, the Gemara in Psachim says, Tana Rabbanan Chatcha V'nasna Agabe Gecholim, if you cut it up and put it on coals, Rabbi Omer, Omrani Shezet Tzli'esh. Rabbi says, yeah, that's Tzli'esh. And Rashi on that, source Vav, Chatcha, he cut it up, says, Chatcha V'Pesach, you cut up the Korban Pesach, V'lo Evdil, and you didn't separate the parts. All you did was cut it in two or three parts to make sure that the heat will affect it faster and it'll work. That's all that you're doing. So Rashi stresses that you're Yotze because you didn't separate out the parts. You need it all to be as one. It sounds like this is a hard and fast requirement. The Menchas Chinuch, though, personally disagrees. If you take a look in your Menchas Chinuch, it's Sivka and Tezvav. It's page Mem Zayin, thank you. And specifically, yeah, the beginning of Tesvav. You see where it has Tzli Davka? Right? Page Mem Zayin there at the bottom. I am parakeets at Sol and see the Gemara that we just saw. Tochvo, etc. Vahayna Mekulas. Ubatos v'sham di ramaskal nechtach. The mitzvah lios Mekulas. The mitzvah is for it to be Mekulas. Avolo mifsal emeinu Mekulas. But you're not disqualified if it isn't Mekulas. The Viu Raila Devarim and Tosus brings proof to that effect. And we'll see the Tosus in 1 second. Ube Rashi Sham, Ayin Hayim Ad Aleph, Dura Masel Chodcho, near the Apostle. From Rashi, it sounds like it really is Apostle, if it's not Mekulis. Umedivay HaRambam, Kan Per Chesalachayud, near the Eno Ma'akev, from the Rambam, it sounds like it's not Ma'akev. Delo Kasav Iku V'dava Rak Ketzad Solon. The Rambam didn't say it must be this way, but he said, how do I wrote it? This is what I do. Alkopadam Nira, the Mitzvah Menatar Olios Mekulis. It sounds like this is simply the Mitzvah. This is the way it ought to be done. If you take a look on your sheet, to walk through that Tosos requires first a Gemara from elsewhere in Psachim. It's a fascinating discussion. What do you do if the hides of five different Karbonos Pesach get mixed together? Okay, so after they've already done the Shechita and all that, and then you find a mark on one of them that would be a mum. But now I don't know whose carbon Pesach this came from. Are you going to try to recognize the goat skin? The lamb skin? How are you going to determine whose carbon it was that is possible? What do I do? So that's source Zion. Chamisha shenis arvu oros pischeyan ezebazeh. Five people had carbonos Pesach and the hides got mixed together. V'nimtzeis yabelas be'echad mehen. And a wart is found on one of them. Kulon yodz in the beis hasreifa. So all of them are possible. But on the other end, none of them have to do Pesach Sheni because they did the Shechita. Remember, we said that if you did a proper Shechita and you were a member of the Karban, even if you didn't do Achila, you're Yotzei Karban Pesach to the extent that you don't do Pesach Sheni. Amar Abaye, Lo Shanu Alishnis Arvu La'achar Zrika. Abaye says that's talking about where the hides got mixed up after the Zrika's Hadam. Right? Why? Because that means at the time of the Zrika, the carbon Pesach meat was suitable for eating on four out of the five. But if they got mixed up already before the Zrika, at that point they were already no good. At the time of the Zrika's Hadam, they were no good. And therefore, Chayav Allah says Pesach Sheni. Yeah, do Pesach Sheni. Fine. That's a discussion we don't actually need to have right here. I'm going to jump to the part that's immediately relevant for us. We are in the middle of the fourth line. Okay? Well, really, it starts at the beginning of the fourth line. Omar Mar. Fine. Omar Mar, they quote from what we just said here in the Brisa. Upturin milasus Pesach Sheni. We say they're exempt from doing a second Karban Pesach. V'ha'iko chad elo nothik. But what do you mean they're potter? One of them has to do a Karban Pesach and didn't do it. He's missing Karban Pesach. Yeah, but mishum de lo efshir. The Gemara says, what choice do you have? You don't have an option. Why? Hey chileavid, what would you have me do? Leisi kochad v'chad Pesach. If you're going to have all of them bring their individual Pesach Sheni, kamay sichul in la'azara. Right? You're bringing Chulin into the Beis HaMikdash. Darbaminayu Avdilahu. Four of them already did a Karban Pesach, so you're not going to have them all do Pesach Sheni. That's no good. Lesi Kulu Chad Pesach. So let's say they all bring one animal. Jointly. Right? And say, it's going to be for whichever of us actually needs it. Nimza Pesach Nechal Shloliminu Yav. No, because then the Pesach will be eaten by people who aren't appointed on the Karban. So, Hai Mai. So what are you going to do? Nesi kochad minayu pischo. Let them all bring carbon Pesach. V'nisni, and let them make a condition. V'nema, let them say, ididi bal mum, if mine was the blemished one, haida isi hashta, nevi Pesach, then the one I'm bringing now is a carbon Pesach. V'ididi tam, and if mine was the tam, then haida isi hashta, nevi shlamim, then the one I bring now should be a shlamim. So he says, that's a bright answer. But lo efshir, it doesn't work. Mishum deika chaza b'shok. Because you saw the parts that are supposed to go to the kohanim. De kohanim hu da'achlile. Right? The kohanim are the ones who eat the chaza b'shok. V'nezi kochad v'chad kohen b'hadei. So let them all have a kohen with them for the eating the chaza b'shok. He says, yeah, but hi kohen, hechitami. What kind of kohen are you going to bring? Ida avid Pesach. If he's a kohen who fulfilled Pesach Rishon, then dilma hai Pesach. Maybe this one is a Pesach Sheni. Right? V'nimtza Pesach Nechal Shlod Minu Yav. And again, the Karban Pesach is being eaten by somebody who wasn't a member of the group. V'lo Avet Pesach. And if he didn't bring the Karban Pesach, V'ndilma Shlamim Hu V'lo Avet Pesach. Maybe then this is a Shlamim. And he's not fulfilling his Karban Pesach. You can't win. There's no way to handle this. You see the Gemara walking through all the options. The only option that looked like it should have been reasonable would have been for all of them to join in on one Pesach and not eat it. And then you don't have a problem with nefesh shlo'le minuyav. Because you remember your yotzei, Karban Pesach, even without eating. So the one who needs it is fine. But I don't think it works. I think the reason it doesn't work is because then you're maybe kashuv lebeis hapsul. You can't bring a karban planning not to eat it. I think that may be why they don't recommend that. But in any case,
you can't bring minal minuyav on tonight. In case I'm the person, then I should be minal
either or not.
No, because they're eating it.
Are they going to eat it? That's the thing too.
That's the problem. Yeah, right. They wanted to make that tonight. The problem was then once you make your tonight, you're stuck. Ain't no way. So look at what Tosfos does. He says, "Nechtach mimenu eiver ein zemekulas in source ches." Nira l'riva, the mitzvah l'kalso. It appears to the riva that the mitzvah is to do this mekulas thing. The riva is not on that gemara. The riva is on our gemara. The mitzvah is to do it. But it won't be disqualified if you didn't do mekulas. How is he going to prove it? Midachamar lakaman beperka isha. In that sugya there, gabei heishnis arvu oros pischayen. Uparach, where the Gemara asks, ve'igachad delo nafik. How can you tell me they shouldn't do Pesach Sheni? One of them didn't fulfill Pesach Rishon. Umishani, and they answer, mishum delo efshar. You don't have another choice. De'echinamik is what will you do? Naisi kochad v'nisnu. If you can have them each bring and make a condition, idd balmum havo lehevi high Pesach. V'ilo lehevi shlamim. If mine was the blemished one, this is my carbon Pesach Sheni, and otherwise this is a shlamim, right? He says, it doesn't work. Ha'ika chazav ashok, the Gemara said, right? The chazav ashok has to go to the Kohanim. And then they say, well, each one should have a Kohen as a member of his possible Korban Pesach. But he says, how are you going to do that? Right? A Zar can't eat the Chazav Ashok. So, you can't roast it with a Korban Pesach. Right? You'll have absorption from the Chazav Ashok and the rest of the Korban. So what were they even suggesting? You have to cut them off. That won't be Mekulas. So he says it must be that what they were advising was not doing it makulas. That's a lechatchila thing. That's all. Okay, so that's his proof. The language of the Rambam in source test is as noted in the Menachas Tinoch, Ketzat, Sol, and Oso, and then he talks about how to do it, but he doesn't say if you didn't do this, you weren't Yotzei Korban Pesach. So it seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and the rest of the world about whether it has to be makulas in order to be a Korban Pesach. Why does that matter? Because of the question of what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do at the Seder nowadays. We have three sources on this issue. One, source Yud, Mishnah and Beitzah. Av Hu, talking about Rabbi Gamliel, I think, Av Hu Amar Shlosha Dvarim LaHakel, he said three leniencies. One was Mechavdin Beis Hamitos, one was Meichan Samagur B'yomtov, these are separate issues. The Osin Gedima Kulas Balele Psachim, he said you're allowed to have Gedima Kulas at your Seder, Pesach night. But Chacham Hosu and the Chacham said no, absolutely not. And the Gemara ties us into what's a more famous discussion about the famous Thaddeus, right? Thaddeus of Rome, Todus. The Va'osin Gedim Akulas. Tanya Bryce says Rabbi Yosi Omer Todus Ish Romi Hinigis Bnei Romi Lechol Gedim Akulas Belele Psachim. Todus of Rome accustomed the people of Rome to eat this roasted gedi on Pesach night. Sholchulei, they sent a message to him. Amali todus ata goes ranu alecha nidui. If you were in todus, we would put you in cherem. Shatamachas bnei Yisrael kachim b'chutz. You're giving them kachim outside the Beis Hamikdash. To which the Gemara says, who mentioned kachim? Kachim slagadaitach. Elei mekein kachim. No, it's like kachim because it's pseudo carbon Pesach. So that's our first source is this discussion in Beitza. Our second source is Gemara Psachim Daf Yud, source Yud Beis, I should say. That's the one, the Rashi Mekulasin that we saw in source Gimel is commenting on this Gemara. Mishnah says, Makam Shnagu Lechol Tzli B'Lele Psachim Ochlin, Makam Shnagu Shlo Lechol Ein Ochlin. Where the practice is to eat Tzli. Tzli is?
Roasted.
Same as Mekulas or different from Mekulas?
Different.
Because?
It's a step more Chomer.
Right, it's broader. Right, it's not just I can't have makulas, which is the whole animal roasted together. I can't have roast at all. Right. So where they say you can't have roasted meat on Pesach night, where they say you can, where you would say you may, I should say, you may. Where they say that they don't do that, you may not do it. Gemara. Amar Yudah Marav. Asur lo la'adam shayomar basar zela pesachu. It says a man is not allowed to say this meat is going to be for Pesach. It looks like you're dedicating it and making it a korban. Because Le Pesach doesn't mean the Pesach Yom Tov. Le Pesach means the Korban Pesach. Rav Papa Davka Basa. Rav Papa says that's for meat. Avachiti lo, but not for wheat. If you wanted to say this is going to be for Pesach, everyone knows you mean matzah. Right? Diminter Le Pesach Kamar. You meant I'm guarding it until Pesach. Ubasar lo? The Gemara says, wait, meat? I can't have the meat? Meisve. Like we said, or that whole thing from Beitza, more or less. End of quote. But look, Mekulas in Shein Mekulas Lo. The issue was that it was Mekulas, not that it was roasted. You follow? With me?
Yeah.
So he says, yeah. Amri, Mekulas, Loshna Amar, Loshna Amar. I'm sorry, Loshna Amar, Loshna Lo Amar, right. Shein Mekulas, Piresh In, Lo Piresh Lo. It depends on what you're doing. If it's Mekulas, then whether you say this is for Pesach or not, it's no good. It looks too much like a Korban Pesach. If it's not Mekulas, then it's only the declaration that's going to get you into trouble. Okay, that's the Gemara's conclusion there. So first thing was a Mishnah in Beitza that says no roast. As a matter of custom. The second thing is, we mentioned a custom of not having roast, and then we say don't declare your meat as Korban Pesach, and don't have Mekulas even if you don't call it Korban Pesach. That's our second, of the three. And then the third was what we saw in Source Base. Go back to Source Base, please, and we have to read it through more carefully this time, because there's stuff here that's a problem. We saw the Mishnah that described how you do the roasting. And the brisa is the key. Tanu Rabbanan. You see it? Fourth line there in Source Base. Ezo gedim ekulas de oser lechol belele pesach bizman hazeh. What is this gedim ekulas that we're not allowed to eat today? And he describes if it was roasted kulo keechad, roasted all as one. What should bother you about this brisa? Anything strange?
Bizman hazeh.
What's strange about Bizman Hazeh?
No, I mean, it was usher even at that time, no?
Bizman Hazeh and this brisa must be post-Horban. All right, keep the thought in mind that there's something wrong with this brisa. We'll come back to it. We seem to be defining here two separate prohibitions. Number one, Psachim Nun Gimel, the Minog, don't have roast. And number two, the stronger language of Asur used here in Ayin Psachim Ayin Dalid for Mekulas, right? This is supported in the Rambam. If you take a look at where is it? Yeah, Source Yud Gimel. Hechas Chamitzu Matzah Parachas Halach Yud Aleph, and the same language is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Tav Ayin Vav. Makom Shenagu Lechol Tzlibalei Psachim Ochlin. Makom Shenagu Shalechol In Ochlin. Right? Roast is a matter of custom. Gezerah Shema Yomru Bizarre Pesachu, because we're concerned that people might say it's meat of the Korban Pesach. Uvechol makom asur lechol slet salui, kulo ke'echad. But everywhere you can't have lamb that has been roasted entirely as one. By the way, we keep interchanging se and gedi. No one seems to care, because they're both eligible for use as the Korban Pesach. But he says, nowhere are you allowed to eat roasted entirely as one. Mekulas, thank you. It looks like you're eating a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam is in support of this idea. Two separate prohibitions. I thought it was pretty clear there were two separate prohibitions. The Menachas Chinuch thought it was pretty clear there were two separate prohibitions. The only one who doesn't seem to go along with the program is Rashi. If you take a look at Source Yud Dalet, on the Gemara in Psachim that said, what is the Mekulas you're not allowed to eat nowadays, right? So look at Rashi. He's just spoiling the party. Ezek di Mekulas, disnan beperak makum shenagu sha'asur lechol?
Sli.
Belele Psachim bizman hazeh makum shalonagu. He invokes the minhag of Sli to explain the brisa that said, what is the Mekulas we're not supposed to eat nowadays? Rashi seems to conflate the two separate discussions. The Minchas Chinuch asks this and doesn't have an answer. The Tzlach asks this as well, and he doesn't have an answer. The Or Zeruah doesn't quote Rashi onto this, but the Ozer Ruah does offer the possibility of explaining the Gemara to mean that the whole Makulas issue is actually only Minhag. And if it's not Makulas, it's entirely Mutter. So he's effectively doing... Yeah. He's doing what Rashi says.
Right.
He's saying the whole side of the Nakoshanagu that's
annoyed not to is itself only by a
correct by Makulas. So there is this other view that the Minhag is really a Makulas issue, and where there's no Minhag, there's no Isser whatsoever. It's a remarkable read. I find it a little hard to support. I'm not the only one who finds it hard to support. But very interesting nonetheless. Lior Zeruah is an Achaz Psachim Reish Lamed. I would have burned it on the sheet, but as it too much material for the sheet. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by oddities in this sugya. Take a look, please. Look at the way he words it, because he does it very nicely. Umavur Sham, the bottom of the inside column on Mem Zayin. You see it? Umavur Sham, Meizu Gedima Kulas, Das Lechel Bezmanazek, Kol Shatzlau Kulak Yechon, Nechta Menu Eber, Vetzeder Shashakum Mechubar, Eizu Makulas, period. End of quote. The Eini Maven, he says, I don't understand. He's going to ask two questions. Number one, Lama Nakat Yisura Derabanan, Hainu Bizman Hazeh. Velo Nakat Eze Gidi Makulas Bizman Abayis Lenin Mitzvah Satara Bepesach, Had Mitzvah Satara Bepesach, Gufa. Umele Shaminon called the Lo Havi Makulas Lenin Mitzvah, Eina Makulas Gam Bizman Hazeh, Lenin Yisur Velama Shava Kashas, Mitzvah Del Raisa, Venakat Yisur Derabanan. He says, go back and look at that sugya. This is what I was expecting that someone would pick up on. Because I've already read the Mechas Chinuch, so to me it's obvious, right? Back in Source Bays, we had a Mishnah that talked about how you do the Karban Pesach. The Gemara brings a brisa that says, what is the Gedim HaKulas that you're not allowed to eat nowadays? What are you asking me about nowadays for? Say to me, what is the Gedim HaKulas that they're eating in the Beis HaMikdash? And by extension, I'll know that it's not supposed to be eaten nowadays. Why did you bring in the modern Minhag in discussing what Makulas is? That's number one. Number two. Venerally, the Belav Hachi Kasha. It appears to me that even without that, this is difficult. We're at the end of the wide lines. Mazesh She'ela Eze Gedima Kulas. Why are you even asking me this question of what is a Gedima Kulas? Hamavur B'Mishnah. We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah said so. Right? The Tolchei Vashvud, you put the spit through it, Vetola Krav Chutza, right? Yeah. Valzer Amin and Begemara, Rabbi Tarfon Kareo Makulas. Right? We said in the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon Kareo, right? Rabbi Shema called it Toch Toch, Rabbi Tarfon called it Makulas. Finished. Im Kain Zehavi Makulas. What kind of a question is that? You're not adding anything. So why exactly did we do this? So the Minchas Chinuch's answer is that the Gemara was not actually discussing the Mishnah's definition at all. It was actually a brand new thought. The purpose was to ask, what do I prohibit today, as opposed to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah told me what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah, Kirbo, and all that. I want to know, how far does that extend into today? Now, this is clearly not like Rashi. Because Rashi says there's no difference. What you did in the Beis HaMikdash is what's prohibited today. This assumes, Menachas Chinuch assumes, that indeed there is a distinction, and that's what the Gemara is trying to do. So that going back to Beis, the Braisa is saying, okay, I understand the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, Kirbo, everything together and all that, fine. What is it that we're not doing nowadays? Kol Shetzlau, Kulo Ke'achad, if you roast it all at once. That's the idea. Now, the only problem that I have with this approach is that it assumes then that in fact the Minhag today is only if it's all at once. I don't think that was actually our conclusion. Right? Our conclusion was that the Minhag issue nowadays, as it's presented in Pesachim Nun Gimel and Source Yud Beis, was Tzli period. Whether it's all at once or not. So I still don't quite get the Minchas Chinuch's answer. The Aval Pichein. That's what he does with it. I like his questions. What about nowadays? What happens Bizman Hazeh? So it seems, first of all, that one is allowed to eat tzli during the day. It's only add to the Seder itself. There is a notable exception to this rule. But that seems to be our practice. No, is that familiar? Right? People here eat roast Pesach during the day, just not at the Seder. The Magen Avraham in Source Tezvav certainly seems to indicate that that's the practice. He's dealing with the problem of when you roast the Zroa. Right? You're only allowed to roast that which you're going to eat if you're roasting on Yom Tov. And it has to be that what you're going to eat that day. So they discuss a couple of scenarios. One scenario, I forgot to roast the Zohar before Yom Tov. Can I roast it now? Right? It's now Yom Tov night, pre-Seder, I want to roast it. Or scenario number two, Erev Pesach was Shabbos. You know the Rambam was born on Erev Pesach, which was Shabbos? Yeah. Rambam was born on Erev Pesach, which was Shabbos. Everything happens in Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. In Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, in those days, when are you going to do your roasting of the Zohar? You roast it before Shabbos, this thing's going to be inedible. Right? And you're not supposed to throw out the Zohar. There's an idea of eating it during the day specifically. So so what am I doing here? When am I roasting the Zohar? Not to mention, you don't want it on your Seder table if it's been there for a day without refrigeration. So the Magen Avraham says, also it's lo sabi Yom Tov. You can't roast it on Yom Tov. Day in Yom Tov, mechem l'chavero, because you can't use Yom Tov to prepare for another day. Venerally, it appears to me, dimshachach litzlosa ad halayla, if you forgot to roast it until nightfall, yitzlenu b'layla, so you roast it that night, v'yochlenu b'shachas, b'yom tov harishon, and eat it the next morning. And then, second night, you'll do another one, and eat it the next morning. That's what the Magen Avraham recommends. However, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, in his Tshuvos Beis Yehuda, I enjoyed this so much, this Tshuva, that I actually used it for the Torah in translation in the Toronto Torah that's coming out this week. He says, Ve'ein lahatir b'tzlias hazroa. He says, you can't permit that, roasting the Zohar. Mishum dehu roi la'ochlo biyom, saying, well, I could eat it that day. Delo amru isur ela balayla, that the isur is only at night. V'dumi the Karban Pesach, that it's only where it's just like the Karban Pesach. Dein's manachilaso ela balayla, which is only eaten at night. V'mnishum imenu laboker havi nosar. After all, you couldn't eat the Karban Pesach if it remained until the morning, right? So there's no confusion of this looks like a Karban Pesach. The last says, not so. The isur achilas tzli, he says the prohibition against eating roast, wherever that is the custom, is in fact night and day. It doesn't have to be just like the Karban Pesach. In other words, I'm going to tell you what your minhag is. Either you eat roast all the time, or you don't eat roast night or day. If you have a minhag that's not to eat roast at night, but to eat it by day, that's not a valid minhag. He says it's just not so. Because it doesn't have to resemble Karban Pesach itself. He says, if you were to really tell me that in fact it has to mirror the Karban Pesach, and otherwise you can eat it, then according to the view in the Gemara that the Karban Pesach is only eaten until midnight, which happens to be the way we hold in the Gemara the Arkin Zvach, in the Gemara the Anapsachim, Desnada Pesach Chatzos Metameis Hayadayim, Kedizahs in the Gemara. So he says, in the middle of the fourth line, Nomar Ali Bey, according to him, we should say, Dumutr Lechotzli Achar Chatzos, you can eat roast after midnight. Right? Never mind that we finish our afikomen by midnight, and therefore we can't eat roast after midnight. But theoretically, won't look like eating a carbon. That's not the time to eat the carbon. He says it's not true. Mishnah said people who don't eat it on lele psachim. It sounds like all night long. It's presented as a universal view. So he says, unless you say to me, well, it says lele, that's only nights. Aha, that means I can't eat it by day. Lav davka. It's funny. Lele
means after midnight, according to him. It's like, right. But daytime is...
Lele is davka in the sense that it's all night, but not davka in the sense of excluding day. It's a really remarkable argument he's presenting. I don't know where this comes from. I guess in Algeria, that was the minhag. That was where he was the Rosh Beisdin. The Urabusa de Makam Shinar Gulechol Nakatla. What it's doing is the Urabusa, that in a place where the custom is to eat roast, even Layla, you can eat it. That's why they mention Layla. But they really meant day also. Then further, he says, the Ibu Inan Dumya de Pesach. If we really had to be parallel to the Pesach in order for you to be in trouble, lo haya leles or ala gedima kulas, it should only have prohibited gedima kulas davka, specifically that. Davi dumi the Pesach, like the Korban Pesach. V'anana srina nafilu b'sar egel v'ov, called the Rishitam Shchita. We aser anything that has to be shechted, as we'll see momentarily. So he says, clearly it isn't limited to that which resembles the Karban Pesach. Interesting to note, remember that the Rambam says, and the Chaschinov believes, that it doesn't have to be Makulas. If it's not Makulas, you're still Yotze. So that would explain a little bit the expanded Minhag, at least to General Tzli. The Shari Tshuva, source Yud Zayin, says, I don't know what he's talking about. I've never heard of such a thing. He gives you a couple of other. Oh no, sorry, not a couple of. He says the. The year Tav Pei Zayin would have been, what is that, 5487. So it would have been almost 300 years ago. I mean, whatever. It's 1727, right? Yeah, 1727. The Chol Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. Okay. V'darash b'Shabbos HaGadol shalafanav. He announced on the Shabbos HaGadol preceding then. That's the one time when people do a real Shabbos HaGadol drasha. They don't do it on Shabbos HaGadol. They do it before. There's the whole debate about which one is Shabbos HaGadol and whether that's the only. You know that view. I think it's the Gra that the only Shabbos HaGadol really is the one, that one, when it's like that. But that's the one that people do when they actually hear a drasha that has to do with Hilchos Pesach, is when it's Erev Pesach Shacholios B'Shabbos. So they said Shazra Yatzluya Be'erev Shabbos, that you do it on Friday, you do the roasting, Ki Matzai Shabbos Aser Litzlavs Shein Ochlin Sleep Belele Pesach Mayin Sham. However, well, if you Mashkasim Amagin Avram Shabri Yachol Litzlavs Matzai Shabbos Al Das La Ochlin B'Yom, right? Roasted nearly the next day. So why did he make a drasha and say you have to do it before? Because you don't really want people doing this, roasting at night, saying I'm going to eat it the next morning. You know, what happens if he doesn't end up eating it? Unless there's a need, because I didn't roast it before. But not otherwise. The same thing is true. The Magen Avraham presented this rule in a case where you forgot. You should be planning, I'm going to roast the Zroa tonight. Ravadi Yosef has a remarkable tshuva. It's in, did I bring it? No, I didn't bring it. Ravadi Yosef has a tshuva in Yechav Adas. It's a chile, gimbal, simon, chav, zayin. To people on a moshav who had the minhag that not only do they have roast meat, they brought it out and they said, this is the Pesach, and they made a bracha, al achilas Pesach, al achilas korban Pesach, I forget which one. And someone on the moshav decided to write away to Rav Avadya and say, is this really a good thing to do? And the answer is no. He doesn't want to see you doing this with that. And he touches on the issue there of daytime, if you can eat it during the daytime, and he mentions this minhag, and if anyone was going to defend the Beis Yehuda, I would have expected it to be Rav Avadya. And he says, no, that's not the halach. That's number one. Number two, pot roast and poultry. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, please, Yud Ches. He says, "Ube'elu aratzos, in these lands, ain noagin lechot tzli b'shnei alelos, afilu tzli kader." Right? He says, "We don't have tzli. We don't even have tzli kader. What is tzli kader? Literally, it's pot roast, right? Pirushenitzla b'kedera below mayim v'shum mashka. There is no liquid added. Elamis bashal b'mawal yotzi mano. It's cooked in whatever liquid is produced by the meat itself." So he says, "Afal pishen adoma letzli asah pesach. Shapesach shenitzla b'kedera pasul." He says, "Granted, this looks nothing like carbon Pesach. You can't roast a Pesach in a pot. Avilachi yesh la'ostro mipnei maris ha'ayin shlo yidu lahatir gam tzli esh." Remarkable. He's concerned about maris ha'ayin for a minhag. Right? Unless you take Rashi's view that it's not the minhag, that it's all one thing, it's all an iser. Va'avilu in bishlo mitchila b'mayim v'achar kach haso tzli kadar. Even if you boiled it first and then did the pot roast deal without the gravy, yesh lesor mitam zeh. Fine, if he's a chol, that's another story. As like state Mishnah Berurah, the Tzitz Eliezer says from this, it's any case where there will be no liquid present, will be off limits. The Mishnah Berurah extends this based on the Shulchan Aruch to poultry as well, right? Source Yitas Afilu Besar Egel Vahof. Right? Even the poultry is off limits. Where did he get it from? He got it from the Yerushalmi. Source Chaf. Rabbi Ba Kume Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Imi, but it's Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Abba, they're asking in front of Rabbi Ami the question, Afilu Basar Egel, is calf meat also off limits? A calf can't be a carbon Pesach. So Amar Lei, Afilu Basar Egel, he said yes, even that. Afilu Basar Oaf, he asked, even poultry. Amar Lei, Afilu Basar Oaf, he said yeah. Savrin Meimar, Afilu Beitza, so they thought, even eggs. Avilu kulkas. What is kulkas? So the Karbaneda says it's some kind of fish. And the Pemosha says it's some kind of vegetable. Karbaneda also had suggested the vegetable idea, but didn't accept it. So it's something that's clearly not meat. So Amar Rabbi Yudin Bei Rabbi Chanan Ubavad Ben Ashchita. He says no, only that it has to be shechted in some way. So that's what the Beis Yehuda was referring to before. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is bringing, and that's their statement. The Aruch HaShulchan says, come on, even though despite the Yerushalmi, he says go back to basics. This is a minhag. If it's a minhag, go see what people are doing. That's how you know what the minhag is. None of this telling me what your minhag really is. He says, if you take a look at Chavala, V'achronim kasvu da'afilu tzli kader u'bishlo v'achar kach tzlau osir. V'afilu bishlo v'achar kach tzli kader osir. Mishum deshem tzli olav, right? It has his identity as tzli. V'lo yadati loma lenu lahachmir b'minhaga be'alma. B'davar she'ein bo tam. No one's confusing this in the Karm Beza. Meaning his citation in the Shulchan Aruch in Yates. B'siv Beis. Da'afilu basar egel va'ov kol davar shato and shchita aser le'achol tzli. B'makom shenagu shlo le'achol tzli. Adkam l'shono. That's the quote from the Shulchan Aruch. Eino dimion. That's not comparable. Da'asem kishe kiblu aleim shlo le'achol tzli. Kiblu aleim kol min tzli shal basar. That's talking about where they said nothing that is meat may be roasted. It doesn't make sense to extend it beyond that. He thought that this minhag was very perplexing. Interesting. I get the question every year, not anymore, but when I was in Shabbat, I get the question every year, what if I bake it and then I roast it? What if I roast it and there's some gravy in the pan? This is what it all comes down to. It's supposed to be minhag. How many people have forgotten their minhag or they don't know what they're doing? And every year they'll ask the same question because they don't remember what minhag was last year. People should write down their minhagim. All right.
Well, it's been enshrined in halacha. It's
right. And if you open up your
Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says he can't eat slikadar.